From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Nigerian emergency officials said Friday that two suicide bombers blew themselves up inside a mosque late Thursday, killing at least 30 people during evening prayers, this in Maiduguri, in the country's northeast. The blasts were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help after the first. While no one has yet claimed responsibility for the blasts, the Boko Haram militant group formed in northeastern Nigeria and has announced its intention to create an Islamic State in the area. In a related story, Cameroon and its neighbors welcome the U.S. decision to send troops to help track Boko Haram in the area. This week, this Wednesday's White House announcement came amid an increasing number of suicide attacks on civilians in the border areas of Nigeria, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. VOA's Zlatika Hoke has more.
The Obama administration announced Wednesday it will deploy up to 300 military personnel to Cameroon for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance operations against Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroonians welcome the support.
The decision to send American troops is very timely because it is support that will really help Cameroon. And beyond this support, we have to look at the entire front line. It's not just Cameroon receiving support.
Some people question the motives for help.
I can understand that such a crisis situation needs energy and responses that are adapted to the situation. But we must not forget that the states that come to help us have an interest in it.
Neighboring Nigeria also has welcomed the U.S. decision to send troops to Cameroon and has asked other countries to follow suit in order to eradicate terrorism in the region.
That's VOA's Zlatika Hoke reporting.